A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood isn't, as you might expect, a biopic about Fred Rogers. In fact, he's more of a supporting character in the story, despite being played by Tom Hanks. But his limited presence makes his impact all the more powerful. If anything, this is more of a tribute to Rogers' hyper-focused sensitivity, his ability to make everyone in the room disappear, save for the person he was directly relating to, and how that changed one man's life. The movie was inspired by Tom Juneau's unorthodox 1998 Esquire profile of Rogers, which is part character portrait, part excavation of childhood memories shoved to the back of a drawer. Juneau is really the protagonist of this film, though he's been fictionalized into a writer named Lloyd Vogel, played by Matthew Rhys. As Beautiful Day opens, Vogel's editor sends him to interview Rogers for a so-called Heroes edition of the magazine, an assignment that's out of character for the irascible investigative journalist. He first talks to Rogers on the phone, but he's frustrated by his subject's unflagging optimism. He simply can't believe that any person could possibly be so nice. Lloyd aims to uncover the possible dark side of Mr. Rogers, and so he keeps jetting off to Pittsburgh to get the true story, leaving his wife Andrea, played by Susan Kelechi Watson, and newborn son behind in New York. But all he sees is a truly selfless and charitable person, this former Presbyterian minister and soft-spoken host of a charmingly lo-fi children's show. The interviews between Lloyd and Fred almost always devolve into the moment that every reporter dreads, when the person you're interviewing turns the tables and starts asking you personal questions. Rogers figures out that Lloyd has been estranged from his father, played by Chris Cooper, since he was a kid, when he abandoned his family while his wife was dying. These sit-downs become almost like therapy sessions, and we start to see Lloyd's hardened exterior crack a bit. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was directed by Mariel Heller, who has a nice, easygoing style that works with this material, which could have been cloying and overly precious in a million different ways. Heller's last film, Can You Ever Forgive Me, was also about a curmudgeonly writer, but one who would never change her ways. Here, we know from the start that Lloyd Vogel will start to see the world the way Mr. Rogers does, learning humility, forgiveness, etc. But Heller is also unafraid to take risks, and the film makes occasional flights of fancy. For instance, it's structured as if it's an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, with transitional sequences portrayed by miniatures from the show's set. It's a nice touch, though an extended nightmare sequence in which Lloyd finds himself trapped inside the land of make-believe is less successful. As I mentioned earlier, Fred Rogers is more of a supporting player here, though the scenes in which he features are unsurprisingly the most effective. One of my favorite moments involves the filming of the TV show. Mr. Rogers is trying to put up a tent, and he struggles and strains and seems to be out of breath and can't make it work. After watching the footage back on the monitor, he realizes that's just right. Not everything you attempt in life is easy, and isn't that just the way it goes? Later, in a busy restaurant, Rogers implores Lloyd to simply be quiet for a full minute, an exercise that Rogers apparently did in real life, and remember all the people who have meant something to him. The movie follows suit, the soundtrack cuts out and the theater falls silent, and it forces us to do the same. That meta quality is further reflected in the casting of Tom Hanks, who steps comfortably into Rogers' loafers and sweaters and uncannily adopts his lilting speech, with pauses between words as if he's seriously considering each one before he says it. He never really disappears into the role, that is, we're never not aware that we're watching Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, but that's almost by design. Hanks has become one of the great cultural unifiers, one of those figures like Dolly Parton and Santa Claus that everybody seems to agree is just great. Mr. Rogers was a calming presence, and Hanks has that same quality. When he looks into the camera and tells you everything is going to be all right, you kind of believe him. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is not a subtle film. It's hard not to wish that it were less heavy-handed in the way it draws Lloyd's emotional arc or in the obvious parallels between Lloyd's daddy issues and his burgeoning relationship with Fred Rogers. But Mr. Rogers wasn't subtle either, and so maybe the movie about his unique powers should lean into them. Maybe you'll come out on the other side looking at the world differently, too. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.